We continue now with Masechus Beitzah, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, halfway down the Yom Tnan Hosam. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Masechus Masros, Hamakalif Seorin, Mekalif Achas Achas Veochel, Vimkilef Enosan Lesoch Yado Chayef. Says the Mishnah that if one is Mekalif Seorin, which means he peels off barley kernels, and he does so because he wants to eat the kernels raw, so Mekalif Achas Achas Veochel, he may do so if he eats one at a time, and he can do so in such a manner without separating Meiser, because this is considered an Achilas Arai, this is considered like a snack, and this would not require a Hafrash of Meiser. From Kilif Anasim L'Soch Yado. However, if he peels them off, and then first places them in his hand, Chayev, he would then be required to be Mafrish Meiser. Says Rashi, because that would make it considered an Achilas Keva. Once he goes ahead and he peels the barley and he places the grains in his hand, so by doing so, that already establishes this as being an Achilas Keva, and he is now required to go ahead and be Mafrish Meiser. So now the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Elazar v'chein l'Shabbos. So that Rabbi Elazar said the same is true regarding Shabbos. What does that mean? Says Rashi v'chein l'Shabbos, Achas achas, if a person goes ahead and he peels the barley and removes the kernels one at a time, lo havi mefarik told the dash, the kalach yadhu. This would not be considered a case of mefarik, of the removal of the kernels from the shell, which would normally be considered us on Shabbos as a told of dash, the kalach yadhu, because this is considered a shinoi. This is not the normal manner of mefarik. Avalkish and mekabsin biyado. However, if he's going to gather and collect the kernels in his hand, so have you told the disha? This would be considered a told, a derivative of the melach of dash. The chayiv, he would be over nisid the raisa if he did this on Shabbos. So essentially, Rabbi Elazar is teaching us that just as the din is so regarding the obligation to be mafrish, maiso so true regarding the laws of Shabbos. It says the Gemara, any is this so? V'harav makalpale devisu kasi kase. We find that Rav's wife used to go ahead and to peel cups full of barley kernels for him in this way, and she did this on Shabbos. Rabbi Chiya makalpale devisu kasi kasi, and similarly, Rabbi Chiya's wife used to do the same as well. So clearly you see from here, from these two stories, Rav's wife and Rabbi Chiya's wife, that it's permissible to go ahead and to peel off and collect even cups full of kernels on Shabbos, but yet Rabbi Elazar said, v'chein l'Shabbos, that it is only permissible if a person does one at a time and puts them right in his mouth, but not if he collects them in his hand. Certainly, it would be a problem, according to Rabbi Elazar, if he does cupfuls at a time. So how do we resolve this problem? So Eli Itmar says the Gemara, rather, if you want to understand what Rabbi Elazar said, this is what he said, Haseifa Itmar. Where Rabbi Elazar said, v'chein l'Shabbos, he wasn't talking about the Reisha, he was talking about the Seifa. The seif of that Mishnah says as follows, Hamolel melilos shachitim, if a person goes ahead and he rubs ears of wheat in order to ultimately remove the kernels from the wheat, and then he is left with this mixture of the kernels and the chaff in his hand, so menapeach yad al yad v'ochel, so then he can go ahead and he can blow, he can fan from one hand to the next, and then he can eat the kernels without separating ma'aser. However, if he fans them and he places them in his lap, in other words, he collects a lot at a time, so then chayiv, at that point, he is going to be required to be mafrish ma'aser, because this would be considered achilas keva, on amar Rabbi Elazar v'chein l'Shabbos. And regarding this halacha, Rabbi Elazar said, v'chein l'Shabbos, same is true regarding Shabbos. That a person go ahead and can fan and to eat the kernels immediately, but if he does so in a manner in which he collects them on his lap, this is going to be prohibited. Now, unlike beforehand, where when we thought that Rabbi Elazar was talking about in the Reisha, we thought he was talking about the first case, so there the potential problem on Shabbos, as we said, was mefarik, a told of dash. Over here in the Sefer that we're talking about a different malacha, so now we're talking about borer, separating the zorah, which is winnowing, we're talking about a different malacha, but conceptually, Rabbi Elazar's, the implication of Rabbi Elazar's saying is the same. V'chein l'Shabbos means that just as the din is when it comes to Meiser, so too when it comes to Shabbos. Continues Gemara Maskiflor of Abba Bar Mamel, V'reisha l'Meiser in l'Shabbos lo. So Abraham Mamel goes back to the assumption that we're making right now, and he says, is it true that in the ratio, the Meiser in the Shabbos lo, meaning it's only regarding the laws of Meiser that we say that if a person goes ahead and he collects kernels and eats them in by putting them in his hand first, then he is chayiv Meiser. However, the Shabbos lo, in such a case, he would not be over Malacha, he would not be considered violating Shabbos, even if he would collect large quantities, as we see in these stories with Rav and Ruchiyo. Mi, Iko, Midi, the Linya Shabbos lo, v'gemar Malacha, he says, could this really be? After all, is there any situation in which we say regarding Shabbos, it's not considered a Gemar Melacha? So like in this case, we're not going to say that it's considered to be Mefarik, a told of Dash, because it's being done in very relative small quantities. However, Lemaiser, Havi Gemar Melacha. But at the same time, this very same action is considered a Gemar Melacha, Lagami Meiser. And so therefore, we're saying that one would be required to go ahead and be Mafrish Meisers in this particular case. The assumption that Rav Abba, Rav Mamel is making is that whatever is considered a Gemar Melacha by one should be considered Gemar Melacha by the other, and we should find symmetry between the two cases, and not, as it seems to indicate over here, that there should be a difference between the two. So Maskifla Rav Shevches Brei the Rav Idi. So now Rav Shevches Brei the Rav Idi says, Velo. And in fact, is this the case? Meaning, he's asking a question on Rav Abba Bar Mamel, who said, "Umi kemidil in Shabbos lavi gemar melacha lemaiser havi gemar melacha." He says, "Why do you assume that? After all, the hagarna lemaiser. After all, we could find a difference between the two when it comes to meiser. So we consider goren, which literally means the threshing floor." We consider that to be considered the Gemar Meiser when it comes to Meiser. The Tanan, as we learn in the Mishnah, is Zehu Gornin LeMeiser, what is considered to be the Gorin. In other words, what is considered to be the final stage of production when it comes to various types of produce, Legabi the Din of Meiser. Hakishuin Vahadaluin Mishe Yafsku. When it comes to cucumbers and pumpkins, so we say when their flowers, when their blossoms fall off, Vishalopiksu, and if they have not yet fallen off, Mishiyamid Arema. So it would be considered, the production would be considered completed when they are gathered together in a pile. Utna Nami Gabi Bitsalim, and we also have Mishnah teacher similarly regarding onions, Mishiyamid Arema. Once again, when it's gathered in a pile, however, Vilu Gabi Shabbos, but at the same time, when it comes to Shabbos, Hamadas Arema Pater, we say that just taking vegetables and gathering them together and placing the pile is not considered to be a melacha on Shabbos. So clearly we see that the guidelines which were used to determine whether something is considered a gemar melacha by Meiser is not necessarily the same as when it comes to Shabbos. So therefore, Rav Sheshes Brei de Rav Idi is questioning why Rav Abba Bar Mamel feels that there's a problem with the assumption that the gemar is making. Sometimes we do have different qualifications, we have different guidelines, when determining what is considered Gemar Meiser by Meiser as opposed to Shabbos. Ella says, the Gemara Mayis L'chol HaMeimar, how is it that we can explain that according to Rav Sheshes there should be a difference between Shabbos and Meiser? So Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. Regarding Melacha and Shabbos, the Torah prohibits what's called Meleches Machsheves, which means the act must be a thoughtful act, it must be a purposeful act. Rashi is actually going to explain in this case that it has to be a professional act. So Hachanami here as well, Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. Says Rashi, Elamayis L'cholameimar, Afa Gavta L'maiser, even though regarding Meiser, Havi Melacha, it is considered to be the Gemar Melacha. However, when it comes to Shabbos, Meleches Machsheves, Shehi Meleches Umnus Asra Torah. The Torah prohibits what's called Meleches Machsheves, which means an action which is considered to be a professional act. How do we know this? Shenispucha Parsha Shabbos L'Meleches HaMishkan V'Vayakel. The Torah in Parshas V'Vayakel places the mitzvah of Shabbos right next to the description of Meleches HaMishkan. V'asa Meleches Machsheves K'siv. When it comes to the Mishkan, so the Torah refers to Meleches Machsheves. So to hear as well, when it comes to Shabbos, we define Melacha as Meleches Machsheves. So when it comes to the separating or the peeling of the barley kernels by hand, so Legabi Maisa, this is considered to be the Gemar Melacha. This is considered to be the end of production for the purpose of that which would generate the chiyuv of Hafrashus Meiser. However, when it comes to Shabbos, only a professional act is considered to be prohibited, and professional means that there has to be a certain quantity that would be typically used,
in an umnis type of scenario. But over here, a person is going to go ahead and peel a small amount, even if it's, you know, even if you could put it in a few cups, it's still not considered to be a maisa umnis. So therefore, it's not considered malachas machsheves. And this could explain the discrepancy that we find between the criteria that we need to meet in order for something to be considered gemar malacha by maiser, as opposed to gemar malacha by Shabbos. Now, the Gemara previously ruled on the previous Amud that on Yom Tov a person could be molel malilos. So a person can go ahead and rub the ears of wheat in order to remove the kernels. So says the Gemara, ketzad molel. So Rashi explains the second to last line on the page, the Yom Tov, the Amud el molel malilos, regarding Yom Tov, where we said earlier that a person can be molel malilos, obviously, a person has to do something in a different manner, so this not be considered like a weekday activity. So what is the proper way to be molel malilos on Yom Tov? So Abaye mishmeid Rav Yosef Omar, chada achada. So Abaye says in Rav Yosef, the way you should do it is by rubbing one finger against the other. So he would take his thumb and rub it against another finger, and he would have one of the ears of grain in between, and by doing it in such a manner, so it would cause for the separation between the ears, between the chaff and the kernel. Rav Avya says that even if a person goes ahead and he rubs the ears of grain with one finger against two, meaning he takes his thumb against two other fingers, which would obviously be more efficient, more effective, even that is considered to be enough of a shinoi that it is not considered to be uvda l'chol. Rava Amar kevan de mishani afil chada kulanami. Which means that once he's doing a shinoi by using one hand, so it really doesn't make a difference how many fingers he uses. So afil chada kulanami means even one finger, namely the thumb, against all the other fingers would be fine, because normally the typical manner to be molel malilos would be with two hands. The fact that he's using one hand is already enough of a shinoi, and so therefore you're not limited to the amount of fingers that you would use in any given hand. The Gemara now continues to analyze the latter part of that braisa that was cited earlier on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, where we said that if a person goes ahead and he rubs the ears of wheat before Shabbos, and then he has a mixture of the kernels on the chaff, he can go ahead and fan with his hand in order to separate the chaff from the kernels. So now the Gemara wants to know, ketzad min apeach, how exactly does he do this? How does a person effectively on Yom Tov go ahead and fan his hands? Amar of Adabar Abba Marav, min apeach mikishrei atzbosa lamala. He fans it by holding this mixture from his knuckles upwards, meaning he's going to hold them in his fingers, but not actually in the palm of his hand. So it says the Gemara, machichu ala b'marava. In the West, literally, in Eretz Yisrael, they ridiculed this, they laughed at this, and they said, Kevin the Mishani, since he does a shinoi once again, because normally when a person goes ahead and separates the chaff from the grain during the week, he would do it by throwing it, by tossing it from one hand to the other. But since he's doing it in one hand, afilu b'kuli yada nami, so he could use his entire hand. There's no reason why he's limited only to use the fingers and not the palm of the hand. Elam Rav Elazar, menapech biyado achas uvachol kochol. So rather, Rabbi Elazar says he can use the entire hand, and even with all of his strength, he's not limited in any way whatsoever, as long as he uses one hand and not two. So what's being described over here is probably that he would hold the mixture in one hand, and he can wave it up and down all around in order to blow away the chaff. That's fine, but he should not use two hands. Doing so would be considered uvda l'chol. It would be considered a weekday-like activity, and this would be prohibited. But as long as he's using one hand, so he could use the entire hand, uvachol kocho, and use all of his strength.